The Doctor Who community and a lot of friends around Baltimore, Washington, D.C., and the U.K. lost a great person recently. This time, on your Don't Blink podcast, we remember former Don't Blink host, Mr. David Ward.
You're listening to Don't Blink, the Doctor Who podcast on Golden Spiral Media. I'm David Ward, and joining me is my co-host, Wayne Henderson. So don't blink, don't even blink.
Wayne Henderson here with you, and for this special tribute to David Ward, it wouldn't be complete without your thoughts and memories of David that we're going to be sharing in just a little bit, as well as bringing back a Don't Blink favorite, Mr. Jeremy Hunt. I don't believe we've ever been on a show together, Jeremy.
I don't believe we have, Wayne, and thank you for the introduction. I do wish we were here under better circumstances today, but I am glad to be here and able to honor David and the contribution he had on our lives and in the lives of our listeners.
Yeah, and how did you first come to host Don't Blink with David? How'd the introduction go? How'd you find him? How did it all come together?
It was a couple of years ago, so it's a little bit fuzzy, but I think we had a mutual contact with Daryl Darnell here at Golden Spiral Media, and Daryl kind of knew that David was really, really into Doctor Who, much more than I was as a young Whovian. David was a well-versed Whovian. He grew up with it, and it was something that I think that paired us well. We had kind of that new taste and that old taste, and we were able to kind of be bridged with Daryl, and that's pretty much how we met, just through the Don't Blink podcast. So
it's funny how Doctor Who can bring those kind of circumstances together. It's kind of the same way with me when David wanted a host to carry on after one of the Christmas specials. He thought he still wanted to do the show, and Daryl, and it, almost the same story. So it was kind of there, and I just can't believe that that David's gone. I mean, all of his great cosplaying and everything that he's done over the years. Yeah. But with that, let's go ahead and share some of your messages about David. First off, we're going to hear from David's great friend, Maureen.
Hey there, this is Maureen. I'm calling in from Baltimore, Maryland for the Don't Blink podcast. I'm just leaving a message in regards to David, who is very important to me. He was my best friend, and, you know, we pretty much did everything together, so this has been a really difficult time. But as a positive, there have been a lot of really great people showing their support and showing him love, which, you know, is definitely appreciated and deserved because he was such a great guy. So I just wanted to say like a few nice memories, you know, to commemorate some Doctor Who things. I'll never forget the time that we both met Peter Capaldi at this past year's Regeneration Who convention. I think the funny moment from that was when Capaldi asked David where he was from and he told him. And Capaldi was like, well, what are you doing here? It was really hilarious. Another story, recently David had gotten a haircut and he would use a picture of David Tennant, as I guess the reference of how he wanted his hair to look. And, David had gotten his cut and he came back to me basically beaming and told me that when he showed the picture of David Tennant to the barber was like, that's a great pic of you. So, you know, needless to say, he was appreciative to be mistaken for David Tennant. I remember last summer when we found out who the new Doctor was, we both watched the trailer, you know, on the edges of our seats, and finding out it was Jodie and a woman, and, you know, both of us crying tears of joy, and him immediately, like, getting together components for an outfit so that he could cross-play as her and holding the key like they do in the trailer for her. And then, you know, more recently, we both planned on getting all the components from Hot Topic for the 13th Doctor outfit, and he was really tickled by the idea that maybe people who didn't know would think we were part of a cult, so I always thought that was funny. And then finally, one last note, you know, anytime he would do his Tom Baker impression, that was always a nod to me because it made me laugh, and I know it was probably like, why is he doing that all the time? But it always made me laugh, so I always appreciated it as a wink to me. So again, you know, thanks everyone for the kind words and support during this difficult time. And, you know, David is sorely missed, and, you know, his legacy will carry on for the memories of us all, much like the Doctor. So thank you very much.
Yeah, some of those memories that she shares are very similar to the way I viewed David, with his cosplay and his mistakenness for David Tennant. Tennant's my favorite doctor, big fan of him, and David would show me some of those pictures, and he would always do that that impression of David with the different catchphrases that number 10 has, and I can't do them. I never could. David was the much better bit there, and just hearing from Marine just kind of reminds me of some of the cultish things that David would do, like hiding in a Dalek that he had in his house and things like that. So it's pretty neat that, you know, I mean, I kind of connected him in that same way, and he was very fun and fun loving. So I think the highest compliment he could receive was the looking like David Tennant, for sure.
Yeah, I don't think I've been mistaken for any of the actors that have played Doctor Who. I have been mistaken for one of the guys from Mythbusters, but that's nowhere near as prestigious or as complimentary.
Right.
But, and his famous Tom Baker.
Yes.
Cracked me up every time. And half the time when he would say it, when we were recording an episode of Don't Blink, he'd say, "Oh, take that out." I'm like, no, we got to keep it.
Yeah.
But Maureen, again, we're so sorry for your loss. And thank you so much for sharing your messages with us and had some good memories there of David. Just good stuff. And yeah, he was the cosplay master. I know that he also did a lot of Ghostbusters cosplay. Yeah. In fact, just a few weeks ago, about a month ago now, he was on an episode of Daryl's Stranger Things podcast on Golden Spiral Media, where they talked about the influence of Ghostbusters on Stranger Things. And David really brought the knowledge almost to the same level as he does or did with Doctor Who. And so that was fun to hear him on that show as well. We also heard from Sam Lewis, who does a Going Through Who podcast, which he's covering every single episode in order. And I think he's just barely made it to the Tom Baker years. So Sam, a fellow Whovian, has some thoughts to share with us.
Hey there, Wayne. Samuel here. So I had to think a little bit before I started doing this. What to say? David was a fantastic human being, just in the small amount of time that I listened to the show, because I wasn't there from the beginning. Me and you have been friends for a while, so I eventually saw your plug for the show at some point whenever you became the host, and when you jumped on board, I jumped on. So I've been there since then. And in that short period of time, I fell in love with David almost instantly as a host. He had all the qualities you would expect out of a good host. He made me feel good about being someone that has a almost encyclopedic knowledge of Doctor Who. And in fact, as I've joked with you kind of privately, but I'll joke publicly as well, he gave me a run for my money at times when it came to bits of Doctor Who knowledge, to where I'd go, thanks to David, I have that one in my arsenal as well. Because after all, nobody can know everything, right? But honestly, the Doctor Who podcasting community, of which I'm part of as well, has lost one of the greats. And it's just, loss is a difficult thing. It's something that Doctor Who as a show itself tackles constantly. Whether it be you losing a doctor that you happen to like, or losing a companion, although very few of them die, right? But there were the few. But no matter what that loss is, the other thing that Doctor Who reminds us is that things carry on. And I guess what I'm trying to say is the heart that was inside David, or shall we even jokingly say hearts that were inside David, I think he would want us to carry on just like Doctor Who expects us to carry on and teaches us that even in loss, there are new beginnings. And appropriately enough, that's what our favorite program is about to go through, is a new beginning. And with that, Don't Blink will go through a new beginning as well, no matter what happens to it. I think you've been public enough that you're going to continue it, and you guys are kind of thinking about what you want to do with it now. But the show will be new, too. It's not going to be the same show, because David won't be there. And it's just the end of an era now. And we've lost someone too soon. And now I'm going to stop this one before I start crying on a recording, because I'm not afraid of being emotional. Some people know this about me if they've listened to my stuff. So yeah, all I've got to say is, David, you will be missed. And now that you've passed on, your memory is uploaded to all of our collective matrixes. You made the world a better place, sir. You'll be missed.
Thank you very much, Samuel Lewis, for that message. So many great thoughts in there. And yeah, David Ward, he knew his Doctor Who. And just some great stuff. I don't even know how to even respond. I mean, obviously, we have a new season of Doctor Who starting in just about a month. And Jodie Whittaker, I remember that David Ward was the first person that I ever saw that almost immediately had a cosplay photo of himself as Jodie Whittaker's Doctor. He wastes no time.
Yeah, he was extremely excited about that. And I believe he put that up on his Facebook page. I've been following him since we were on Don't Blink together. And the enthusiasm he had was definitely contagious, especially for Doctor Who, and the knowledge that he contained, kind of as Samuel points to as well. Just being able to share, hey, I remember that episode, you know, when I was like 10, and it did something that we have on this episode. It was very, very organic and very appreciative. We appreciated it a lot, and just to see somebody that grew up loving this Doctor Who and this type of show, and it rubbed off on me. He had me do homework almost every week and watch some form of older episode so I could know, you know, how did this look like, you know, 50 years ago when Doctor Who just started. So David's knowledge was just as contagious as his enthusiasm and his humor and his enjoyment that he had in life.
Yeah, and you bring up a great point, Jeremy, about how David would, whether he verbally, officially assigned us homework and things to study so we'd better understand the current episode, the fact that I knew that I needed to dig in and do a bit of research before recording and prepping for the show. But somehow David was able to just pull all of these memories from over 700 episodes of Doctor Who, and he would just pull them out of thin air.
Yeah.
I don't know how he did it.
Yeah. And he knew the titles of those episodes too. That was the amazing thing. I could do that with some Star Trek episodes from my childhood, but outside of 5 episodes, I couldn't tell you anything. And the way he recalled his childhood and his past was something that just told you as a listener and as a fellow, you know, a friend of his, that this is something extremely close to his heart, and being able to share his joy and enthusiasm with Doctor Who, with the audience that we've had, is something that I know that he loved.
And then you mix in the fact, with all of those great attributes, his stellar British accent that none of us could possibly do, and just having that accent just amped things up to 11. It's like just the best way to go. We also heard from fellow Golden Spiral Media podcast host Jeff Gentry, currently doing the Castle Rock Zone podcast, but he's a big Whovian, and he had some thoughts as well.
This is Jeff, X-Force 11. David, you and I were both hosts on Golden Spiral Media, and I didn't get to know you as well as I would have liked to. It would have been so fun just to sit down and talk Doctor Who. I grew up watching Doctor Who on PBS as a kid, and the fourth Doctor, Tom Baker, was my doctor. But your love for both New Who and Classic Who was inspiring, and it's part of why I was drawn to Don't Blink. Your insights were so good, and your perspective as a Brit living here in the U.S. gave a lot of meaning to both Doctor Who and life in general. You will be sorely missed, and we in the community thank you for all that you have done for this podcast and so much more. Thanks, and this is Jeff, X-Force 11, signing off, saying, don't blink, don't even blink.
Yeah, and his... I don't know how to follow up Jeff really here. David had a lot of insight into just the kindness he had and how he dealt with people. It's something that I loved about him. Jeff mentions his insight into life that we take away, and we've talked a bit about Doctor Who. We talked a lot about Doctor Who here, and I know that David was somebody that I would have loved to actually meet, have a beer with, or coffee, or tea, since he was a Brit. But, you know, I always wanted to meet him in person. We spent so much time talking on the phone and talking here on the podcast. And he had a very, I've said this before, a very kind heart. Just somebody that, you know, made you have hope in a lot of people, I think. And I think that's something that we can take away from David's life.
Yeah, and he also had me try a few Doctor Who related British things to really try to get into the mood. Luckily, there's a world market not too far from here, and I found almost everything there. I found actual real Jelly Bellies. I found ginger beer and carbonated lemonade, which of those three, the carbonated lemonade was fantastic. And my wife said it's the best lemonade she's ever had. So I thank David for branching out. Not as big of a fan with the ginger beer, but maybe that's just a thing. And I also was hoping to meet him as well this past summer at the Podcast Movement Conference. I know Philadelphia is a long way from Baltimore, but David said he was going to see if there was a way that he could wrangle it, because he could meet a whole bunch of Golden Spiral Media hosts all at once and really delve into the podcasting world. But it was just too far and the timing didn't work out. But that's just one of those things. I was hoping it was going to make it happen, because I had some photo op ideas in mind. We also got some memories of David from the Don't Blink Facebook community group. Fred posted, "I'm so sorry to hear about David. My condolences to his family and friends. I was hoping to meet him at a convention someday. Life changes so quickly." So, and Fred also in the boat of hoping to meet him at a convention, which Fred goes to a lot of genre conventions that probably would have been something that involved Doctor Who or Ghostbusters, or maybe even Indiana Jones. I know David also did a pretty mean Indiana Jones.
Yeah. The convention circuit that David was on, even if it was just something in his living room, sometimes with his cosplay, was great. And, you know, Maureen mentioned earlier David being mistaken for David Tennant. It was something that you kind of mentioned, the photo ops, meeting David in person. I know that I always wanted to meet him so I can get a picture and pretend it was David Tennant myself. So that's kind of my personal connection there to just wanting to meet him and just kind of mess around with him, because he really did look like David Tennant, at least to me. We also received another memory of David from Ben, and Ben says, "Such sad news. Sorry to hear this. David will be missed. Praying for comfort and support for his family during this unexpected and difficult time. Also thinking of the Doctor Who community." And I think that's good. You know, we've reached out. We've talked about David and the community a little bit, but he reached out to a lot of people and connected with a lot of people in this community, as well as we've kind of mentioned, you know, the Ghostbusters and other things that he connected with, but the way we know him is Doctor Who, and it was kind of very close to my heart. He's one of the reasons that I stuck with Doctor Who with the podcast. So.
And Neil posted a brief message, but very poignant, saying it's very shocking. It's quite a blow. And Neil, not very far from Baltimore, was also going to try to meet up with David sometime. I know Maureen and so many other of David's in real life friends in the Baltimore and DC area. Just amazing how many different people I would see him in photos with. He really made the rounds.
Yeah, he was definitely a busy and well-occupied person, I would say, connecting to the community in all facets of life, not just TV and nerd entertainment, as I might call it. We've also received some great tributes to David from more of the Golden Spiral Media podcast community. We have Aaron Peterson, who hosts the Blacklist Exposed and Beyond Westworld. And Aaron says, "David, I didn't know you other than the nice words Wayne had said about you, as well as working on the same GSM team for many years. By all accounts, you had a presence that immediately livened up your surroundings, and the grieving and praise by so many demonstrates the love that was obviously bestowed on you. You will be missed. Though I don't know what your struggles were, I know that you were overwhelmed. I can only pray that you have now found peace you so richly deserve. Godspeed, David."
Oh, Aaron, that's very well said. Aaron has such a great way with words. I'm jealous how he's able to put things out. But yeah, the Golden Spiral Media podcast community and the hosts all being part of this team that Daryl Darnell has put together, it really stretches out. And Jeremy, I know you've, besides Don't Blink, you were on a Revolution podcast, correct, with right. Daryl Darnell right here on Golden Spiral Media as well.
I podcast with Daryl, and we knew each other from our work previously as well, so that's kind of how I got in with him. But he was I credit Daryl for bringing David and I together, our shared interest that we had in the Whoverse, and I credit David for a lot of the warmth he put in my heart. I've kind of mentioned some of the funny things that he did for me, but there was something that happened to me that was a lot more serious right around the same time that I believe it was happening to David in his own life. And I'll never forget David for what he did for me, and a very, very hard and dark time in my life as well. And he called me one day and just reassured me, and it just struck me in such a way that, you know, he was such a good friend, even though we were only co-hosts and we'd speak a couple times a week about Doctor Who. He connected and he knew kind of what I was going through, and he gave me courage and just kind of shared that hope that we have. And I think that it's something that I'll always be grateful for him for sharing with me, and he will be missed. He was a brilliant person, as David Tennant would put it, and I think that Mr. David Ward is somebody that will touch my heart and warm my heart for the rest of my life, because I'll never forget what he did and how he communicated with me, with his joy and his silliness, and as well as the times when he needed to be serious.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. He was so smart and funny at the same time, and warm. Like you said, he was very warm, and it just blew me away that I get to talk to him about Doctor Who on a podcast, and I'd play parts of it or put it on a CD for my wife to play in her car, because she's old school. She likes the physical media. And she would say, "Wow, that guy sounds great." And I'm here in the studio. I've got my voiceover microphone and my processing and all this stuff. And, right. And he's got a USB mic through his computer. But because he's David Ward or Tom Baker, he just sounds fantastic. Also a message from Troy Heinrichs, my Packers fan podcast co-host, but Troy also Golden Spiral Media host on Blacklist Exposed, Beyond Westworld, as well as others. And Troy says, David, there is just something cool about that British influence on a voice that says, man, this dude is cuckoo for who. Thoroughly enjoyed listening to your love and passion for the Doctor and for taking care of my good friend Wayne and co-host for so many episodes. I wish we'd been able to meet in person because your love for the arts and helping people is truly admirable and inspiring. You touched many lives while you were here. I hope that knowledge brings you peace. Wherever you are, remember, don't blink. Don't even blink.
Indeed. And Troy puts it very, very well there and just kind of just sums up David's personality as a whole, and not a whole lot to add for Troy there.
Yeah. So with that, we just want to thank everybody for pouring out their hearts and their messages as we remember David Ward for everything that he's done for everybody, whether on a podcast, in real life, and in other locations and fundraisers and just helping out everybody everywhere. Be sure, if you want to stay in touch, we are on Twitter at Doctor Who GSM, and we do have our Don't Blink Facebook community group where you can comment on this episode, keep the conversations going or what have you. Mm-hmm. But I just want to thank you again for listening to this special Remembering David Ward tribute episode. All your thoughts and messages are wonderful to share, and they're surely an added comfort to David's friends and family. They all prove that David's heart, in Whovian speak, was bigger on the inside.
Indeed, and we do appreciate those messages to share and to tell us how he changed your life. He was the Tom Baker and the David Tennant for us all when we needed it most, and while he may be gone, unlike Clara, we will never forget him.